I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, the Native community in Minneapolis responds to the fatal shooting of a woman in the city by ICE, and a panel of judges considers lifting an injunction over the controversial Oak Flat land swap. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Activities at Native organizations and a tribal college in Minneapolis, Minnesota were canceled after an ICE agent fatally shot a woman Wednesday morning in the city. The Minneapolis American Indian Center canceled its Wednesday night programs due to community safety concerns and ICE activity in the neighborhood. The Red Lake Nation College, the Red Lake Nation Embassy, and the Tribe's Wellness Center in Minneapolis closed Wednesday and are expected to be closed for the rest of the week due to the incident. McGizzy, which supports Native youth in the Twin Cities, also canceled its programming. Tribes are expressing concerns about the incident and the safety of Native community members living in the Twin Cities. The Red Lake Tribal Council is urging its citizens to be careful and to avoid ICE and other federal agents. The council released a two-page written message Wednesday outlining concerns, which includes asking tribal members to report any interactions with ICE to the tribe's council or embassy. The Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior Chippewa also raised concerns in a written message to its community about the safety of tribal members living in the Twin Cities. Robert Pilot is the host of Native Roots Radio based in the Twin Cities. He says the Native community is feeling the impacts of the shooting. Pilot says members of the Native community are standing with their allies and took part in demonstrations against ICE on Wednesday in the area of the shooting. The woman killed was identified as 37-year-old Renee Good. The Trump administration is justifying the shooting while the city's mayor disputes that and is demanding ICE leave Minneapolis. On Wednesday, a three-judge panel in Phoenix, Arizona, heard arguments over continuing a court-ordered injunction blocking a controversial land exchange. As KJZZ's Gabriel Pietrazio reports, the land swap would result in a copper mining operation that's estimated to create a two-mile-wide crater, devouring an Apache holy site. And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.